Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, hello. Genevieve. How are you today? Welcome to Genevieve Jones. Thank you. I speak to you, oh God's word from me, France and the French. I'll be late, happy Friday. Some of you didn't get a chance to go. I went to the Friday parade last week. It was wonderful. I enjoyed it. It was squishy out there. It was great seeing so many diverse people come. All backgrounds. You know, it's a good move. People just want to get outside, you know, this pandemic. And it was a very electric path on the atmosphere. It's quite electric. And it was just great to be out there. It was hot, a little hot for my life. One of the things that I like to talk about God is the title of this show is God, Diverse Creation. One point to remember is that God created diversity. You know, He created everything. He created the earth. You know, you have all the trees, you have all the animals, the creatures, land animals, birds, nature. Even all mountains. There are many different species of birds and land animals. And then go all around the world. Some things you'll find in one country that you won't find in another country. I marvel at all the large felines like the lion, tiger, cougars, panthers, jaguars. I also think about in Australia where the kangaroo and the platypus, you know, those aren't found anywhere else in the world. Also has, you know, a lot of other things you don't find anywhere else. But that's the beauty of God. He is, you know, He's created all these wonderful things. Then you look at the different kinds of plants. Look at the plants in the desert. I've been out in the desert, notably southeastern California. You have all kinds of cactus. They can thrive in that, those harsh conditions, very hot, dry. Some of the cactus plants go up 30 feet high. You know, and they have different animals too. They have cougars, I believe, up the mountains, go up to the mountains, and other animals. But then you go up to Minnesota, over to Wisconsin, Minnesota. They have wolverine, plenty of deer, moose, caribou, quite common in Alaska. So you have guys diverse, you know, a lot of animals, you know, a lot of different animals thrive in a lot of different conditions. And that's the beauty of God. All this, so many diverse things. Earlier this past weekend, I think, to get a pride mark. That's what he was queer liberation for. You know, what, you know, the whole idea is of this. All of the right ways to highlight the beginnings of, to go back to the beginnings of what the Pride March was about. About now to celebrate who we are, but also highlighting the things that needed to be done. That was a promise in the earlier times, earlier years. And there's still news out there even now. So there are a lot of right now, it's a lot. Like the big players, the folk guys, the rap players, a lot of big players. Well, you know, it's false for profit, a lot of concerns have been shown to society. But this story for another day. To know there are a lot of diverse people out there. A lot of flags, that's true. I saw a flag that I saw a few flags and I never knew this. But it was so good. But it was just the diversity of people, all the different genders. But, you know, thinking back on it, I was during my questioning phase of my own fitness. I saw different expressions. People at different points in their life. And what it showed to me, the diversity there. So many different expressions. So people wanted to do different things. People interested in different things. And so it was like a potpourri of that we go to the spiritual side of being, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the spiritual is that, let's go with the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and go verse 4, now there are varieties of gifts of the same spirit, and there are varieties of services of the same Lord, there are varieties of activity. But it's saying God who acted all the everything. We just give us a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Hell here. All the services and the activities are led by the same God. What this tells me is one gift is better than another. You know, many people live. There are people with many different talents. As you go to verse 8, one is given to one is given to the Spirit, the utterance of wisdom. As to another, the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another, the faith by the same Spirit. To others, gifts of healing by one Spirit. To another, working with miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment. Another, various kinds of tongues and interpretations. Now, you can possess more than one of these. That with my spouse, I've spoken in tongues, but I'm all these are activated by the same Spirit who lets each one to be. So just like when I read about the spirits of the spiritual gifts, same thing in the old people. You have a lot of different diverse people who have many gifts, people who have talents. Some people have the gift of organizing. I know quite a few people that are good at organizing. Some people are very good at management. They want to manage things, arrange things, put things. So make it so that everything works together. Some people have knowledge of history, for example. Some do the math. Some have a lot of wisdom. They can help. You know, I'm thankful that people who are counseling, therapy, they can help people that really need help. So they have a wisdom. Some people have wisdom. Encourage others and bring others together. People want to make others feel that they're worthy or they're worth, that they're valuable. I think one of the things I believe is LGBTQ community and trans rapid is that they are worthy. So there's
within that strength. No, this is how they were created. See, one of the things that I'll be was the fact that I embraced the fact that I was strength and clear. And that was a big thing. I always believed that I was, but on two occasions, I did it publicly. Once I entered a church for the first time, it wasn't earth-shattering, but it felt right. And then later on, it was months later that same year, that I was in the church, God told me to speak what I really feel in my heart at that. And I also think that was clear. But a couple of years ago, I was in the church. Let's just say that I acknowledged that I was queer in my own mind. Now I acknowledge it in public. So that's salvation. I always said that I acknowledge that I accept Christ. Well, later I mentioned publicly. Then a few months later I was baptized. And baptism, to me, is the public admission of something that you give privately. I acknowledge Christ as my Savior. And then I ask Christ to come into my life. And baptism is that. Baptized, I acknowledge what happened to me internally. Externally, I demonstrated what I did internally. Now, why is this so much? You hear a lot about diversity. Why do you hear it? Some say we need more diversity. Some say we have enough diversity. Some kind of people that will be. But if you go through history, you look at diversity. Go through scripture. When God used that with Abraham, later on, we look at all the tax people. He used people who are rich. Nothing left home. Who were poor, like your empire. He used a sheep, a shepherd, Amos, when he was up. Then when he had prophesied to Israel about their wrongdoing. His disciples also were more fishermen. But then you look at the women that he did, most of them were Mary Magdalene. It was a woman of ill repute. He just got a hold of her, changed her. Then later on, after Christ was all railed against the church, and then he was the greatest among the apostles, found in the greatest apostle of them all. So finally, Jesus. And also you had, not only Paul was doing, but he had a ministry sent out. So then Peter taking Africa to the Amazon, taking to everywhere. Then you have many different kinds. I in America, I have everything in common with my brother in Russia. It transcends language, transcends sexuality, transcends gender, transcends everything. As I said, when I went to the pretty much. I saw where everyone I go to always a lot of diversity. This time I saw more. I think maybe the pandemic had a lot to do with it. I think because a lot of people wanted to get out of the pandemic over here now. And maybe there's a greater appreciation for the person. I think one thing the pandemic does make people appreciate a lot of things that they had that maybe they took for granted. Or maybe they know that they possess. That happens. Sometimes you have to eradicate crisis for it to come up within you. So if they take something like the pandemic, well, they change. So a lot of things change. See, I learned a lot of things. All walks of life. And I support it. I support any of you. I support dying, trans, queer, but I support gay and lesbian. I support them. I also pray for them. God loves them. Could you imagine if everything was the same? Everything looked the same? Everything, you know, everybody thought the same? I mean, that'd be boring to me. I laugh sometimes. I say, just imagine that for two of me. I think one of me is tough. You know, there are people, if everybody was like me, I think it would be boring. So that's what I love about God. You know, I haven't met so many. You know, I thank God for people who come to my life. So many wonderful, diverse, creative, you know, living as a person. Going through the fullness of nature. I always loved nature as a child. I was going into the woods. And I felt comfortable there. I always felt comfortable. I could go out by myself. I was walking. Enjoy God's creation. This is what I love about my community. This is what I love about God. And this is why, you know, I came over. Topic. God's diverse creation. Creation is something. Now think of the parts of the mountains, Rocky Mountains, Colorado. I've been to the Texas Plains, Kansas Prairie, upstate New York, the Adirondacks. So I went up to Montreal, Canada. Places. He'd brush up on French. But it was different. But I would come to a country. Canada is a beautiful country. I recommend it. Yep. Visit Canada. Do so. It's a beautiful country. But there are many wonderful lands around the world. Truth is such a good vision. She enjoyed everyone's sin. They were different from each other. She appreciated that difference. And I appreciate the still God's change. I appreciate the difference. I would get the transfer. And I also would like to rethink the other points that I put out. First is be thankful for your gifts. No, God gave it to you. God gave it to you. Possess different gifts. Remember that you are a angel on your own. Your gifts are important. second thing is to use it to help others. And I do those things to help others. So, I'm happy to make people bad to act, but they want to improve. I know that women are very active in trying to improve. So she wants to learn to help improve my French, and I fully support. There are a lot to do with different things. So after helping, soon I have another friend. She goes up, and I pray to God takes her to a place where she still counts and help others. And the third thing I like deeply to do is one gift, not better than the other. Pray God. Some people have that gift. Some people have the gift of knowledge. Some people have the gift and wisdom. Some people are great therapists. Some people do well with therapists. Yes, yep. Of empathy. Now, I write poetry, short stories. Yes. I've been writing since 16. And my mother told me. My mother gave me the impetus to write. But as time goes on, I've always had some voice professionals bought out. I also look at my transition as a gift. I look at my transition. I've met so many wonderful people, and I've met so many different kinds of. You know, they have lost me for that, and I pray that my life creates you like a far and better future. He wants the best for you. God's very diverse. You feel any different. Look up. God says, hey, you're fine. This is okay. Hey, you're fine. Well, I have a love for God. Well, how does I have a love for yourself? You have a life. You love yourself. You have self-accept. You know your life is so smooth. There'll be bumps in the road. I've had my bumps in the road. But I can honestly say I've had a bad road in life. God is the diverseness of the world. He wants the best of all. God will lead you to the place where whatever your gifts are, you'll use them to support. And I just hope this episode is helpful for me. And pray that all many diverse people that we have to bring use all our abilities and talents and for good for God's support. And this is Jeremy. And I look forward to getting together with you the next time. And happy Friday again. Thank you.